God bless. We love you too.
Again, thanks, Valdez, for that powerful message. My name is Ken. I'm from Attic. And at this time, I would like to bring up Woolley. Acceptance is the key.
Love you much more. Good morning. My name is Woolley. I'm an Attic.
Hey, Woolley.
And it's only through God's grace and mercy that I'm able to stand here clean. I might talk about God in my sharing. If you got a problem with it, recognize it's your fault. Let me get that right out the gate. It's your fault because 29 years ago, y'all told me that I needed to establish a relationship with a God. So when I'm talking about God, don't get it twisted. I'm not confused about church or NA. I'm talking about the God of the third step in my life. Is that all right? So we can, I just needed to just kind of throw that out there. You know, sometimes we can get so spiritual, so religious, till our minds get closed. Y'all told me God was only the acronym for good, orderly direction. And for an addict like me, when I came in here, I'm from that dinosaur age. I had no direction by any means necessary. Whatever I could do to get what I needed to change and alter my mood, I did it. So let me first kind of do these little formality particulars or whatever you call that stuff, so maybe, you know, it'll be all right. I'm an addict, and my name is Woolley. Good morning. I'd like to thank the committee for allowing me to come and share with you my experience, my strength, and my hope. Not my suggestions, but my experience, my strength, and my hope. The predecessors, when I came, that's what they gave me. And so if you're new, I came through that little thing they said, Willie, you got 10,616 days on this journey. That means that you're not a novice. You stayed here that long, you're not a novice. So all I want to do is share with you my experience on this journey, my strength. And if you got less time than I do, newcomer, my hope. And the hope is that no matter what, no matter what shows up in your life, you don't have to use. Sprinkling some dope on it won't make a difference. It'll still be exactly what it was. And somehow or another, the God of your understanding won't have to send you a text message and ask your permission to send what he sends your way. You just got to deal with it. Like one of our predecessors would say, you said, Carmelita, I'm going to say Doreen. She said, baby, just lean with it. Just rock with it. And it's going to be all right. I'd like to thank some of the my friends, and I call them my friends, who kind of journeyed this way from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I bring you greetings for the Bound from Freedom. Our convention in Charlotte, North Carolina is next weekend, and I bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters in Charlotte, North Carolina, because we do recover and continue to recover, even in North Kakalaki. Them Bammers down there is doing the thing. They doing the thing, y'all. But I bring you greetings from them, and some of them are here, and I'd like to thank them for not finding a robbery to come and sit and support me. And I grew up in this area. One of the dinosaurs of this area, man, of the D.C. area. And so I remember just in reflecting back almost 20, Charlene, I think it was almost 24 years ago, I did a meeting, my first convention meeting, and it was on the third step. It was on the third step almost 24 years ago in this convention, and it was a blessing. So, I think I got everything out of the way with that. Now, my topic is acceptance is the key. When we do our readings, there's a piece in our readings, and again, because I know we got some NA police in here, and y'all going to kind of try to hit my head. But let me tell you once again, you set yourself up because I'm an addict that understands what I hear and what I read. And I'm not saying this to suggest that you do anything, just understand my process, because that's what I'm talking about. In some of our readings, we give homage to where homage is due. And in doing that, we talk about the mother of 12-step programs, giving gratitude to them for the information that they shared with us. And so when I think about this topic, acceptance, my first real introduction to acceptance is the key came out of exposure to that literature and them people in that literature who did not think it robbery to share it with a dope fiend because they recognized that there was going to be a time and a place and a season where I was going to need to understand what acceptance was really all about. Being in a position to accept some stuff. And a key, if we understand a key is only something that is used to open up, to change a position, to change a state of being, a posture that you're in. And so that key, tied in with acceptance, opens up a door of freedom from whatever it is, whatever the dilemma is that you find yourself facing. I don't care what it is. When it comes your way and it has you caught between a rock and a hard place, accepting it and then utilizing the key will open the door to allow you to walk into the freedom that this program affords you if you apply it, not applaud it. And so when I think about acceptance is the key, and I think about my journey, there's been a lot of things that I've had to accept. I remember when I came into this program, and I thought back then, you know, when you introduce yourself, you had to have a real slick way of introducing yourself to kind of qualify you. You know what I mean? And so I'd stand behind a thing, or if I raised my hand, sometimes they'd call on me, and if they did not, cuss them out and call on myself. Yeah, because I had something to say. Stand up. Hi, my name is Willie, and I'm an addict, and I just love narcotics. And by any means necessary, I'll do whatever. Because when I came around, that by any means necessary was a catchy phrase that we all used. Thank you, Malcolm. Yeah. My sponsor, he said, boy, you crazy. He said, first of all, sucker? I said, excuse me? He said, sucker, first of all, ain't nothing slick about what you just said. You love narcotics. Because truth be told, you don't love narcotics, idiot. What you do is you love the way narcotics make you feel. They numb you to stuff that you don't want to accept. How about that? You know, when you can do something, you're out there throwing bricks all day long. You know what I'm saying? All night long, just throwing bricks, trying to get one more. And then you get it, and if it's right, you're able to be like a traffic cop, you know, just, you know. You defy gravity. People be driving past. I be on 14th and T. People be driving past in their cars, and I'm like, and if they had to stop like that, is this fool going to fall or what? Now I'm down there, man. I'm just into it. And somebody slick would come by and say, Ola Ray, that meant back there for some of y'all who are new to this thing, that meant the police. And so you would stand around looking. You know what I'm saying? That's the era that I came from. You accepted if you were sick. By any means necessary, you do what you needed to do. Now, I ain't giving you no drug along, but I got to give you 5 minutes of the insanity. Needed water. Didn't mind if it came out of a toilet. That's all right. Put a little fire to it, it's going to sterilize it anyhow. You know, when I boil that thing, it's going to sterilize the water. So get it out of the toilet, get it out to praying that God would send some rain because we couldn't get to a toilet because we was homeless and just walking around. In and out the White Law, they didn't cut the water off in the White Law. So we find the curb and get the water off the curb. You understand what I'm saying? Whatever we needed to do, got the water to make it work. Then after all of that part of it, you go to treatment and they introduce you to that thing called, what'd you say? Meth, yeah. And you know when you're taking that meth and you done missed your dosage and now you done got a double habit and can't handle it. And on Sunday morning, it's easy like Sunday morning, ain't nothing happening. You can't make nothing happen. You can't make even none of them good Christians that going to the church, you know, the got larceny in them, because they did. You know, and if you didn't think they did, when we was hustling, let me tell you, I don't want y'all to do this because they will lock you up if you try this. We used to get a box that had a TV on it, and we'd get some cinder blocks and put cinder blocks in the box. And early on Sunday morning, go to the parking lot of the most popular church, Sherwood, and one of them good old Christian deacons, may even been a pastor, you tell them you got this TV, and they would, how much you want for it, and you tell them what you want for it, and you ain't have to worry about them wanting to plug it up and all that stuff. Because they ain't want nobody else to see them buying no hot TV. So you could get it real quick. Things weren't working out that way. You couldn't make nothing happen. You gone on down to the shack, now hang out around by the shack. That was one of them methadone center clinic thingamajiggers. And you go down there and couldn't get you nothing. Won't nothing working. You ain't had no, people won't take no short money. No change. You know what I'm saying? Some of them drug addicts back then, you could not come to them with change. They won't, no, they ain't fitting to count no change. You needed to have some dollar bills. And if you didn't have correct money, they wasn't taking no shorts. So you can't make nothing happen. And somebody got a little bottle. Oh, Lord, here she go. They got a little bottle. And in that bottle, they got methadone in the bottle. But the only thing of it is the fact of the matter is that the contents of the methadone ain't what the nurse put in the bottle. It was what was called spit back. Yeah. So y'all that came after heroin and got into this crack addict thing, y'all need to be grateful because y'all ain't had to go through some of the stuff we went through. Because we buy that thing called spit back. Yes, sir. Legitimate. Didn't care what they may have or didn't have or who they may have been with or hadn't been with. It didn't. The fact of the matter is, man, acceptance was the key. Whatever it took. Coming to this program, man. This program, if you stay here long enough, it will. Now, y'all be quiet now. Watch this. This program will make a punk out of you. Now, for some of y'all that were sleeping and didn't hear that, I said this program, if you stay here long enough, will make a punk out of you. Believe that. You start applying these life-changing principles, it'll make you go against all of your grain. All of them thou shalt nots, because you'll start changing that stuff. You'll get soft in this process. You take a hostage and think you gonna convert that hostage that you took, and you wake up one morning and find out that that hostage wants to be free. They no longer want to play the game. Boy, you got some trouble on your hands. You talk about running to a meeting and talking about accepting the need to change. Oh, my God. So I learned. I stopped taking them hostages. That don't work no more. It used to work. You know how the dinosaurs used to come into the meeting. And we sit around. I say we because I'm part of that thing, Charlene. We sit around and we'd be looking all just eyeing, just looking. Because we know there's going to be some damsel in distress that's going to step up in there and talk about, I don't know what I'm going to do. My rent. I ain't got my money for my rent. And they about to turn my lights off. And, you know, I sold my food stamps, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And we just be sitting there eyeing them. And then here we go. I got this one, don't you? You move right here. It's mine. Boy. I mean, listen, I like to have some fun, man. You come in here, man, and you get all stoic, man, and all stupid and don't understand that sometimes you got to look back over your journey and laugh about some stuff. That's what makes this thing work. For too long, people were laughing at you. Now you've gotten an ability to laugh at you yourself and recognize that, yeah, you was crazy as hell going through the stuff you went through. But the thing, going back to the topic acceptance, man, I got when Mike was talking to me about the topic, I'm saying, yeah, I could do that thing. I could do that thing, man. I'm down in Charlotte. I'm all up in my head about where I'm going. I'm going to come up here and I'm going to get all intellectual and I'm going to give y'all 50 cents worth of education and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And the worst thing you could do is give a preacher a mic standing behind a podium. It is dangerous, especially if that preacher, and I be one of them, don't know the difference and does not respect the difference in both houses. This is Narcotics Anonymous. And when I come to Narcotics Anonymous, I've got to bring a message of clarity about my experience, strength, and hope. And then when I go in church, hallelujah, I know the difference. That's part of acceptance. It allows you to recognize the house that you're walking in and do what's appropriate in that house. So in the second step, because I stayed with that 1-2-3 tango, and I'm telling you, when I'm talking to Mike, I'm going all on my head. And you know, if you look in, we got literature, y'all. We really do. We got literature. But the literature don't mean nothing if you don't read it. Let me see just for today, Thaddeus. See, if you get a topic, you ain't got to figure out what to do with the topic. All you got to do, get the just for today. I got stuck with acceptance. What I'm going to do? How I'm going to share? So I can look right here on acceptance in the back. This is our literature. Don't think I done picked up something else. And it tells you all of this different stuff on acceptance. Then I looked at the basic text. In the back of the basic text, it references where acceptance is in the different chapters. I looked in the It Works How and Why. It does the same thing. And then I said, God, where I'm going with this? He said, boy, go to the basics. He said, remind them of the basics, where the process starts. Wow. Before I could read all of that stuff, there was something you people told me. Something I observed you're doing that helped me understand this whole concept of acceptance. We would stand and hold hands, and we would start something like this: God, grant me the serenity, meaning peace, to do what? Accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now, let me give you a little history. Let me rewind it. Go back for a minute. When we first started this process, it was the I version. You ain't been here long enough, you won't know that. When we started this process, it was the I version of the serenity prayer. Somebody recognized that we do better when we are united, because diversity is our strength. So we switched it and changed it to the we version. Because an addict alone is in bad company. And sometimes I can start validating my own BS. But the whole process of acceptance started right there. There's some things that I got the ability to change. My sponsor told me. He did not ask me or suggest to me. He told me, when you come to a meeting, sit your stupid on the front row. Don't sit all the way in the back. You get distracted. Sit on the front row. Keep your mouth shut. When we want to know where the dope is, we'll ask you. Because we know you got it going on. You know what I'm talking about, Yolanda? You got it going on. They'd ask you. Our predecessors and some of my peers. And I just, you know, just real brief, I meant to say this, man. Sometimes we get so caught up in us till we forget what keeps us. It is us that keeps us. Did you hear what I said? We've got to accept that it is us that keeps us. And if we accept that, it becomes so much easier for us to do what I'm getting ready to do. Let's take a moment of silence for those who labored in this journey, our predecessors, for some of you, they're predecessors. For some of us, they are peers. They shared relentlessly their experience, strength, and hope. And as we take that moment of silence, if you know one of them's name, in silence, just throw it up in the air and thank them. Thank you. See, I don't think that's robbery. Acceptance. Acceptance in the first step says I'm powerless. I've got to accept that I'm powerless over people, places, and things. I don't have the ability to change people, places, or things. What I do have the ability to do is change how I allow them to affect me. No matter what they do, no matter what they say, I don't have the ability to control them. You told me I was powerless. When I accept that, I get peace. Because I now know that this hostage that wants to be free, all I'm going to ask her to do is give me my key as she goes out the door. Or give her key as I go out the door. Oh, I got the women on that one, boy. They like that one. Because 85% of the time, I'm shacking with them. Oh, God. So that's that one part of acceptance. Man, y'all stop, man. Come on. I got to get serious, man. Come on now. Listen. The second part of that thing was, in step two, came to, in this whole step two process, it is difficult for me to come to unless I accept that I need to leave from. See, as long as I stay stuck in where I am, then what I do is bring that attitude of where I am into where I'm coming to. It don't work like that. I've got to accept the need to change the way I think about where I am and leave it there so that when I come to with an open mind. I can't come into a Narcotics Anonymous meeting still thinking I'm in an oil joint. I can't come to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting thinking I'm still in Lawton on the little walk trying to find some T's and blues. It don't work that way. I can't come into an NA meeting asking for help and I'm going to tell help how to help me because help don't know what I really need. I know. Right? You understand what I'm saying? This me, I know. I can't come to the meeting. When I come to the meeting, I got to leave from. I got to leave from Kenilworth. I got to leave from 14th and T. I got to leave from Parkside. I got to leave from Mississippi Avenue, 15th and whatever the place is. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I got to leave from there when I come to. And when I do that, now let me take y'all that are so spiritually inclined. When I come to this third step and I make a decision to turn my will over to the care of the God that I have identified as being able to carry me, I've got to be willing to leave from Willie being in control. I miss that. I miss it. So if I miss it and I'm still working on it, let me rewind it. I said in the third step, I've got to come to making a decision to turn my will, what Willie want to do, over to the care of the God of my understanding. And if I do that, I've got to be willing to leave from my need to be in control. When life situations shows up, this is the best place to get the information that you need to help you come to. Since I've been on this journey, got about 5 minutes, watch this. Since I've been on this journey, I have had to recognize that there's been some changes. This, what you see now, ain't the way it was when I picked up a white chip. Since I've been in this process, I've made some doctor visits because I started challenging some stuff. I got a doctor's visit, and the doctor diagnosed me with high blood pressure, meaning that now I got to take medication for high blood pressure. So there's a whole thing that I've got to make some shifting in my mind, that will allow me to come to believing that I need to take this medication if I'm going to stay healthy. And damn what you say, that I can't take medication and be in Narcotics Anonymous. Because some of you will judge me and tell me I can't be clean if I'm taking medication in Narcotics Anonymous. So I've got to come to some acceptance and believing what the God of my understanding says, as he allows the doctor to do what he does when it is necessary for me to embrace some changes. And as I come in here and I sit with an open mind, I hear other addicts just like me, because I ain't unique, tell me of what they've done and how they've managed it. Go to the doctor again. The doctor tells me, after some blood work, that I have another disease. Most of the dinosaurs in my era of time got that disease. It's called hepatitis C. And so I'm diagnosed with hepatitis C. And so I've got to get to a level of accepting what that means and coming to this program. Now, I had a mindset, because I recognized that 15 years ago I had hepatitis C. But I'm in there, that boy, if it ain't broke, I ain't trying to fix it. Everything seemed to be working well. So, you know, I deal with that on the back burner. I ain't dealing with it now. Well, guess what? Now is now. And I've got to accept the need that I now need to take medication for the hepatitis C. And I don't want to, but I know I got to. And as I take the risk to come and share it in the meeting, I'm finding out once again, I'm not unique. There are a whole lot of people who have been down that road, and they're sharing their experience, strength, and hope with me. And they're saying, Willie, you can get on the other side of it. We'll embrace you. We'll love you. We'll hold you. We'll keep you. We'll rock you. We'll just help you get through it. Death. Nurtured. Carried. My mom, my dad, and Christmas, to come back to Washington, D.C., to bury my 22-year-old grandson. And see, I'm talking about preaching the eulogies, his and My mother's. This same mother that I used to shoot dope with, that I used to, you know, help her get a hit in the neck. You know what I'm saying? The same mother that I had to accept the need to change, man. Get into some acceptance that it was going to be all right. And once again, you people rocked me. Why did you do that? Because I recognize a basic thing that you told me. I have to stay connected in order to be protected. And so no matter what goes on, no matter what shows up in this life, it's going to be all right. If I don't sprinkle no dope on it, I got hope that it's going to be all right. So if you're new in this process, I don't care who tells you what. If the hostage that took you decides that she's found somebody else, gone, somebody else would pick you up. Cause they told me if you stand at the bus stop long enough, another bus is surely to come. You just got to stand there. And if not, just keep coming back. My name is Willie. I'm an addict. Thanks for letting me share.
I found my name's Kenneth from an attic. And right now, we just like to close with the serenity prayer. So if you can just stand where you are, if you can stand where you are, let's close with the we version of the serenity prayer. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things that we cannot change, the courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know different. Thank you. Keep coming back.